America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some good news. Actually, a lot of good news coming out of the Portland Trail Blazers, huh? Lately. I think the biggest one is that is tonight the night we finally see Time Lord as a Portland Trail Blazer in the regular season?
Robert Williams III, nearly a year removed from ACL surgery, is set to make his return to the lineup tonight in New Orleans. I mentioned this last week that Rob was getting very, 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 very close. The hope was maybe Friday he'd get to do it at home. He wasn't going to do it on a back-to-back, and now he'll go through. Actually, they probably just got done a little bit ago going through shoot-around, which is why we got the update, which means shoot-around went well.
Shoot around and find out.
Not to be the party pooper, but I remember a few games last week where he was also a game-time decision, and then...
Yeah, from everybody I've talked to this morning... Friday night, this was the plan.
Okay.
Like, once he didn't go Friday, it was like, let's look at New Orleans. At absolute worst, it would be San Antonio. So, and not to put the cart before the horse, don't be surprised to see Shaedon Sharpe here pretty soon, too. I mentioned it this weekend.
He's out, by the way, tonight.
He's out. Yeah. If Shaedon had it his way, he'd be playing right now.
Okay.
The team is going to make sure he's 100%.
But that is great news to hear.
He's been... the thing is, they haven't been able to practice.
We're talking about practice?
And you got to get out there and actually go through a full contact practice before you go with the shoulder.
Yeah.
They've played, like, what, 8 games in 14 days? Or seven games. This will be 8 games in 14 days, I think is what it is.
Hot dang.
Yeah, it's a lot. They've been dumb busy. But they're playing a Pelicans team that is destroyed. They will not have C.J. McCollum. They will not have Herbert Jones. They will not have Trey Murphy III. They will not have probably Zion Williamson or Andrew Hawkins.
Hmm.
Or C.J. McCollum.
Jeez.
Or DeJounte Murray.
Oh.
Brandon Ingram, I believe, is the only day one, like, supposed to be starter who is active right now.
Wow.
Eve Missy, after they gave Daniel Tice the veteran, hey, here's your chance to be the starting center minutes, Eve Missy is now the starting center.
Hey!
So that didn't take very long because Daniel Tice is 6'8" and Eve Missy is 7 foot tall.
Can we talk about this team, though? Because two guys have been playing really damn well, and it is great to see, and I think that this is exactly what Blazer fans should want to see. We have made no bones about the fact that I love both of these guys. I liked Tumani Kamara last year. I'm liking him even more this year. Everything he does is like one of those guys that is a swizzle stick to stir the drink of what a successful team could be in the future. And then Ryan Rupaire, baby Batum.
My little boy's all grown up.
Both of those guys have seemingly made massive strides, and I think that is a great sign for this staff and this franchise being real about player development, and we're starting to see what player development looks like with those two. It's early, it's a small sample size. Guys will have ups and downs, but both of those guys have looked pretty damn good over the last week.
The other part of this is the third player in that, in Chris Murray. And again, this isn't like massive leaps and bounds. These aren't all-star caliber players or anything along those lines. But you're seeing young players show genuine growth. Chris Murray has been disruptive defensively. He's taking and making his threes. I believe he's at just at 50%, even on small volume. Ryan Rapera is at 50% from three. Timani Kamara is shooting 40% from three. And the biggest thing is they're taking them. They're taking them. That's the thing. It's like I've seen two record scratch, two different ones, and I've seen Chris record scratch at least one. But Roops has let it fly, which you'll love to see. And if you look at what Roops has done, for me, if you showed his tape, if you showed his minutes from this season to anybody who watched him after Summer League, his rookie year, and you said that's the same player, you'd be stunned. Stunned. Like, because remember, Roops couldn't handle the ball. He couldn't shoot. Like,
timid, shy. Well, it was Nick Batum.
I mean, yeah, it was Nick, but it was, for those that are unaware or don't remember Nick Batum's Summer League, Nick Batum is maybe, his Summer League is maybe the worst any, like, high-end player has ever looked at Summer League. Zach Collins, close second. But Nick was atrocious. Like, they were talking about, like, him going back overseas. Like, that's how bad it was. And then he went to camp and murdered and started night one. I'm not saying Roops is on that path yet, but he's starting to show it, and he's real young. And look, Chauncey Billups remarked about this pregame, and I've talked about it probably a dozen times. Roops is the hardest worker on the team. I hate throwing around the whole Mamba mentality thing, but he is. He's a maniacal. Like, they have to kick him out of the gym type stuff. Yeah. He's an absolute freak in there.
Well, and I think this is kind of along the same lines of Nick Batum and obviously being a mentor to Ryan Rapera is a big one. And that's legitimately, Nick has been his mentor for several years. But Nick went through the same thing where you are young, you are in a foreign country, you are in a small market, and it became, distractions were out. When there's a language barrier, you know, and he speaks English, but when there's still the language, but culturally, you are adjusting to a new country and completely different world. That is where you kind of gravitate and your focus hones in on is I've got really nothing else to do except for play basketball here. And I think that that is serving him and his development with that. You got to lock him out.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is Nick or Roops is a, you know, French speaking Muslim basketball player. Like coming to Portland, Oregon is not, that's not a, you don't think, oh yeah, there's a big international population with a melting pot, and you don't think, oh, it's a big melting pot of different, you know, religions or anything like along those lines. Look, are there people of Muslim faith out here? Absolutely. But if you, it's not Washington D.C., it's not New York City, it's not, you aren't necessarily comfortable with, you know, different language barriers, different religious barriers, just things that we often overlook when we're like, oh, it's basketball, it's this, that, and the other. It's like, no, it's good.
And he's what, is he? Is he 20 yet? He's 19?
Yeah. He's a baby. He turned 19 a week before the draft last year. He just turned 20 in May.
You're young.
He's real young. And when he came here for Summer League, that was the first time he had been here.
Yeah.
So it took him a while to kind of, he was shell-shocked, and he's admitted as much.
Yeah, it's like, hey, welcome to America. Here's Portland. And then, oh, by the way, here's Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the same country.
Yeah. Enjoy.
I hate Portland. My cousin got murdered there.
You know, but look, this isn't a pro Chauncey Billups, you know, he's the best coach ever, but I hear people already going, none of these guys have developed. Nobody has shown growth. I'm like, the entire roster has shown growth. DeAndre Ayton is taking threes.
Yeah.
Donovan Clingan is already, like, you're starting to see, like, oh, he's, I heard some people say, why isn't Clingan playing against the Thunder? Well, I don't want him guarding Alex Caruso on the three-point line because he still doesn't know how to handle guarding NBA players in the paint. Like, when they went small, like, why didn't they go with Clingan out there? It's like, well, do you want to play 4-on-5? Do you want to put him in a position where he's going to fail miserably?
Do you want to see 12 minutes and 5 fouls?
Yeah, and it was like, they did eventually get out there, and what happened? He got pulled out of the paint, and he got turned around, and he got in foul trouble, and he offensively didn't really have a ton of value because he can't post guys up, and they're going under screens. Like, it's okay. The developmental times, the developmental minutes, they will all come. And I think even in the downslides against Phoenix the other night, Scoot Henderson played his worst game of the season. I mean, he was not there. I don't know what the deal was. He was just at a fog.
You're going to see it, man.
And it happens. But the flip side was Delano Banton gets out there and you go, look at this. And you saw him play with some of the other younger guys as well. And you saw him play with Denny. You saw him play with Tumani. And I think the thing that I'm taking away from the first seven games of the season so far is very easily they don't quit. They fight. They scrap. They claw. Are they out-talented on most nights? Yes. Yes. And are these third quarters an absolute nightmare, these last two games? Yes. But they're finding ways to be in games, to claw back into games. They are not letting go of the rope in spite of everyone knowing what the deal is.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things here real quick. The Chris Murray, I think it's time to reiterate this too as well. When you're talking about his growth, I want to kind of highlight what he told you last year as it pertains to the comparison with him and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a year behind his brother. And that's
everywhere.
Kind of
high
always,
school, college.
It's always NBA. How it's been.
Yep.
He's always been a year behind where Keegan is. So seeing this kind of climb up and steady rise, not surprising from Keegan Murray or from Chris Murray. The other one, where's our panic meter with Denny Advia's ability to shoot a three?
Not there yet. I mean, again, he's not a great 3-point shooter. The question was, can he be league average?
League average last year.
He was right at it.
Yeah.
He was 36 and a half, but, I talked to Denny real quick, after the Oklahoma City game, like, hey man, how you doing? How you feeling? Do you feel like this is a real issue for you, or is this something along those lines? And he's like, nah, I'm not worried about it. He goes, the shots will start falling. Like, he was very, very confident, and just he goes, I think it's just more of like understanding where I'm going to be, how I'm going to get there, what I'm going to do. He wasn't dismissive of it. Like, he was obviously, he acknowledged, like, yeah, I'm struggling on things that I don't normally like. He misses that layup late in the game against Phoenix, and you went, oh. But I also thought, if you see two more of those shots that he went 4 of 12, he would have had, 15 to 17 points. He would have had 6 boards. He would have had 6 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Like, it would have been a phenomenal game.
If he would have.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But he hasn't.
But if two shots go in, then you look at it and you're like, oh, that's exactly what you want from him. So I'm not panicking about anything until we get 20, 25 games. Let him, Ryan, Chris, him and two are the same age. Him and Chris are the same age. Just because he's been in the league longer doesn't mean he's not immune to the same changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming from a multicultural city in Washington, D.C., where you've got a lot of Israeli representation, and you've got a community that you're a part of and no organization, you're flying all the way across the country and not only integrating on the basketball side, but integrating on the cultural side. And I think those things, they get glossed over far too often.
Yep. All right. Now just make some shots in the third quarter, huh?
Well, they probably have a really good chance tonight.
Actually, I don't care.
No. Look, we don't want the third quarters to go sideways. I mean,
I would much rather the third quarter go sideways and then you fight in the fourth quarter and make it interesting for us.
As opposed to tanking in the fourth and just being awful walking out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, outside of the Thunder game going, whoa.
Well, like, Oklahoma City, I don't know if people know this.
They're really good.
They are. They are. They got that going for them.
And then the Warriors game, the second half of the Warriors game, they've been in it.
Yeah.
You know, the Suns go 9 of 18 in the third quarter. They have 44 points.
They're better than the Bucks.
Oof.
If people aren't following the Bucks, they're 1-5 with Damian Lamont, Ollie Lillard Sr.
Yeah, and Chris Middleton is not fixing that, and there's real noise about Giannis. Hmm. As insane as that is.
Must come to Portland.
Yeah.
Hmm. Knew it.
Just imagine if all of a sudden that OKC team has Giannis on it.
Don't. Well, at least, okay.
It'll be
OKC, I could do. The Houston? Lakers.
Oh, no. It'd be OKC or Houston.
Hmm.
Be one of those two.
That's not good.
Yeah. Both those teams have so many assets.
Giannis in Houston would be interesting.
You know who would love him is Ime.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
I would think that pretty much any head coach in the league would love Giannis. Yeah, but there's, but, you know.
No, I'm talking about him, like, just the player with that roster, how he would fit. I think it'd be really good.
It'd be hand in glove.
It'd be explosive. Yeah. And then Giannis in the city of Houston, maybe electric social media.
Yes.
So I'm here for it.
It's not just the smoothies he'd like down there.
Yeah, that's right. So. All right.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.